And we're live on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Good morning, everyone. Hope you're doing well. And it's Wednesday. It's We Team Wednesday. And I want to talk about soliciting the team to help you coach your team, right? You don't have to do it all yourself as a Scrum Master and as a coach, but work with the team members and see what you can go and progress. It's better to have more than just yourself. Talk about what you want to do. So we're going to get into that today. Today's the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Welcome. Just got the kid dropped off at camp back on. And here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way. If I can talk and breathe. So that you can bring value to your customer, not work crazy hours for that value, and have a little fun along the way. So, one, I'm going to check. Yep, we're on. Cool. Anyway, so what I kind of mentioned yesterday about when we were talking about, you know, 2-for-1 Tuesday, where we try to 10X what we do. And I mentioned about soliciting the team or mentioned something about using the team to help progress in the future. And I want to talk about that today, soliciting team members. So when you're doing one-on-ones with teams, you know, and if you observe stuff as a Scrum Master and Agile coach that the team could be doing, there is nothing wrong. I mean, we're not talking pure coaching here where we're saying, let's just ask questions and have the person figure out what to do. But you can solicit, how might they help you get the team to achieve a certain goal or flow or whatever you're noticing about the team, and use them as a teammate in getting there. There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, you know, I'm noticing this. How might, would you be able to help with promoting that or bringing that up? Or do you have any suggestions for how to bring, let's improve velocity or testing stuff differently or writing some code differently that you're seeing or how we're interacting? What would they like to do? And even you can even ask them, would you like to champion that? I've done that before in the past too. There's nothing wrong with soliciting team members during your one-on-ones to see if they can't help support or come up with ideas, which is really what coaching's about, right? Having them come up with the ideas. You're just bringing those observations to them and asking for their help. They may appreciate that. Like, hey, I would really love to have a teammate on this topic. Could you help bring that up or support with whatever your take is on that? Or maybe you should ask them, and it's a classic question. Never bring up a question you don't already know the answer to. So if you have something, let's say, how might we increase velocity? Or how might we have a better daily scrum? What are you seeing? And get their feedback on that, then say, okay, how might you and I work together to bring this angle to the team or this observation to the team? Would you be interested in sharing that during the daily scrum or the retro or whatever you're doing, or chat room or whatever? Or if I bring it up, would you, you know, cheer in there or provide your, I think your idea is spot on. Ask them, if I bring it up, would you mind bringing up your take on that in the discussion so that other ones can hear it from other people just besides myself? And if it's different, it's fine. You have to be comfortable with people interpreting what you want to do slightly different. So like if you do request or support on something, right? Let's say my biggest thing is commitment percentage. Like overcommitting or whatever that would be. It's one of my biggest things I try to coach against. Maybe they have a different perspective that's slightly different than exactly what you like to say. It's slightly different. You have to be open enough to allow it to happen, right? Don't whatever you do, do not correct the teammate who you just solicited to help you to be perfect. Right? Get what you get. Live with it. You know, it is what it is. Do not correct them. If you correct them, that'll sabotage everything. One, it'll turn them off from working with you in the future. Two, to make you look like a jerk. And three, it just doesn't help anybody in the end. So don't try to make things perfect. Nothing's perfect, right? If you try to get everyone to think like you do, one, you'll, it's a never winning task to get people to say exactly what you want to do. You'll never get there. So in summary, solicit when you're in one-on-ones with your teammates on your, as a coach or a scrum master, don't hesitate to ask and solicit their help on a new angle that you're coming on with your process, changing the process. How might they do it? How might they implement? Ask them to volunteer to present the topic, or ask them, hey, if I bring this up, would you mind bringing, I like what you said during a one-on-one related to such and such, would you mind bringing your angle, their angle, to the topic in hand and bring it their approach to encourage them and to give them, hey, I think you have a good idea. Why not? So don't try to do everything yourself as a coach or as a scrum master. It's okay to solicit team members within the team because it might even be more productive, more self-organizing. See, this is why we're doing it, to help bring those topics up. Because the more often you do that on different topics with different teams, the more the team will become self-organizing, right? So it doesn't always have to be you, but there's nothing wrong, like I said, for soliciting during one-on-ones that extra support from the people you're doing the coaching one-on-ones with. It doesn't have to be pure coaching where you solve their problem and it's always their problem. It's a two-way street, especially when you're a team, especially when you're responsible for getting product out the door, right? And there's multiple ways to do it. So I wanted to share that with you. Some people go directly by the book and directly by the coaching book, and you don't, you know, but you can purposefully bring topics in, but don't be sneaky about it. But, you know, let them know, hey, I observed this. What do you think? Get their feedback on what they think. Then say, okay, can you help me, and be honest with them, to get that point like we just discussed into the team? Any suggestions on how we do it? Now you're asking those questions, those powerful questions as a coach, getting there, developing the process, how you might do that. And then in the end asking, okay, if I do XYZ or if you do XYZ, I'll do this, and make an agreement and how you might approach this with the team. So don't try to do it all yourself all the time. You don't have to. So many people think, I have to do everything myself. Then you sound like one of those line managers, right? I'm just going to code it myself. Well, does that help you in the long run? No, right? Yes, you could code it faster maybe, but in the long run, are you always going to be there? No. I mean, yes, it's faster, but in the long run, you're just shooting yourself in the foot. So with that, I just wanted to share that with you. Again, we're trying to make it easier, not working harder. Get other people to help you so you don't have to work as hard, or you work smarter, really, to get your point across to what you're observing on the team and how they might improve. So with that, I'm going to say, have a great day. Happy scrumming. I guess tomorrow is requirements review retro Thursday, 3R Thursday. So I got some ideas for that and retrospective. So we'll share that tomorrow. With that, have a great day. Happy scrumming, and see you tomorrow. Take care.